You're listening to the audio production of Are You Praying for the Wrong Thing? Learning to Ask What God Wants for You, Not Just What You Want by Travis Green. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. There have been many dreams that started in my heart and eventually found their way into my hands. My boys, the church, this book, all of them have the same common denominator. Jackie, you are a life giver. Thank you for helping me birth another dream. This book and every other that I write is dedicated to you. Introduction. My mom stole my first paycheck. I didn't get a cent. In my early teens, I had played organ for a church in Charleston, South Carolina, a little revival for the congregation. I played my heart out, and even back then, I was pretty good. After the church service, I saw the pastor walking over to me. He had an envelope in his hand. I didn't know what was in the envelope, but I could guess. Most important, though, I knew that envelope was for me. Me, a kid. It was the first time anything like that had ever happened to me. I never knew you could get paid for doing anything at church. That was never a thing when I was growing up. When you sang or played in church, it was like an offering to God, not a job. For a church to offer something in return? Unheard of. But here the pastor was, walking toward me, a smile on his face, his arm raised, an envelope in his hand. And then, just like a linebacker stepping between a quarterback and a wide receiver to bat down a ball, my mom stepped right in front of the pastor, snatched the envelope out of the pastor's grasp, and handed it back to him. "No, thank you," she told the pastor with a smile. "I got him." Nearly 30 years later, I still remember that day. Remember it almost like it was yesterday. I was disappointed at the time, but she was teaching me, training me. "I don't want you to ever get caught up in thinking that you minister for money," she was telling me. "God will bless you." Whatever that envelope held, it couldn't have been worth more than that lesson. Hey, listen, I believe people should be compensated for their time and talents. They should be honored for what they do. I believe all of that. And I've been blessed to make a living as a singer and a songwriter, doing work that countless people would love to do for free. Many folks probably look at my life from afar, and some may even feel a little envy. But that lesson never left me. I might be singing in stadiums in Europe or Africa. I might be performing in front of thousands. I might be recording an album that, God willing, will reach millions. But whenever someone who has hired me hands me an envelope, I remember my mom. "Travis, don't ever get it conflicted," she told me back then.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?